Yeah, God bless you, brethren. Sorry, Dias had a problem with my recording. So I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to appreciate God for the grace He has accorded me, and appreciating all the ministration of the word in this platform. I want to appreciate our precious brother Andrew Piri for even granting me this chance to share the gospel with you, brothers and sisters, wherever you are. It's morning here in Kenya. And my name's Pastor Kimani Njogu from Eldoret, Kenya. I want to share from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 48. It's a common scripture. It reads, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Now, I also want to read the book of Ephesians 4, verse 11 and 12, where the scripture says that he gives some. Here I am. Verse 11 and 12, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now we realize Jesus was just in the beginning of his ministry in the book of Matthew. And he is talking about perfection. Now, I would wish to approach it this way. First of all, may I also look at the word perfect. From the dictionary, perfect has both two meanings. One of them is without fault or mistake, without flaw, of supreme quality. And another meaning comes is of a copy, exact. That is in relation to a copy, exact, correctly reflecting the original in all aspects. Now, in this case, we are talking about spiritual perfection. And you realize in the context that Jesus Christ was speaking about this perfection, he was dealing on the nature of man in relation to law, and he started by the Beatitudes. In chapter 5, verse 1, we spoke about of who are blessed according to the scriptures, to whose blessings go to. And you realize that he was speaking about the blessedness of a people first who are poor in spirit and not in flesh. His insistence his concern was do the matters of the heart. You know, according to the law, the application was so much on the physical, if I would say, morality, or the law was physically applied. And when you come here, you realize, you hear maybe we can read chapter 5 of verse 2 of, yeah. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You can see he's gone back to the spirit. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And talks about this blessedness in a way that is really getting a man out of the physical realm, if I'll use that term, into a spiritual status or spiritual realm. Because it's talking about the spiritual poverty, but this is of a person who recognizes or who realizes that he so much needs God. And without God, he is nothing. Without God, he is poor. Like, when the only wealth he can get, which is spiritual, comes from God. And that Christ was speaking this. We're talking about the perfection. It's talking about the perfection that is come from the heart. That is, the application is of the heart. Now, and he says that these characters who are blessed are the salt of the earth. How are they going to be salty? Now, it's because of the character that is developed out of the inner person and comes to be reflected on the outside. And therefore, this character becomes a salt because it is affecting the environment, is affecting them or influencing their characters or the other persons who are surrounding you or who are within your surroundings. And he talks, you see, about the law. And he says that think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. I am reading verse 17 of the same chapter. That I never came to destroy the law. There's something he says in chapter 16. That if you are the salt and the light, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Okay, you see, that they may see your good works. These good works, remember that in the Old Testament, that the law was not able to perfect them that kept it. And therefore, Jesus comes not to destroy that very law that was there, but to give its application to them. In other words, to make it now life, because in the Old Testament, as I say, it was more of moral, physical, moral application than spiritual. But Christ is coming to bring it now that it begins from the inner part, coming to the outside. That's why it says that let now you, the light that is in you, shine so much before men that they may see your good works. These good works must have been produced by a character that has been developed in the inner person, so that it becomes an influence to those who are outside. And that's why it talks about us being salty, okay, being a light. And it's almost showing the extent that we sort of become a necessity, a desire, you see, of a people who sees what we are doing. And that's what he says now. He's bringing the application of this law because he was actually the fulfillment of the law. He was the fulfillment. And that's what he talks about, you know, verily, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one title shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Oh, praise God. That this law has to come to fulfillment. So that is exactly what was said in the Old Testament. And that's why he comes back to explain even about the Beatitudes. Okay? And he speaks about the one who breaks this law, what would be done. And he even insists that though this law never perfected them that kept it, yet he will bring it in a more harder way. Because if you look at verse 19, he says, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And verse 20 he says, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter in the kingdom of God. Now remember that the Pharisees and the scribes were ardent followers of occupiers of the Mosaic law. Yet the scripture says that they were not perfected by that law. And again, Jesus Christ comes and says that he is coming to fulfill that law that was never perfected them that kept it. And again, he repeats and says, and again to us, who he's speaking to now, that has come to make this law applicable, that if we don't fulfill, if we don't become better than the scribes, if we cannot exit how perfect the scribes were, we shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. That is to say, that if now the scribes were almost perfect in the way, that's why they're called the Puritans, because they were trying to keep it as much as they could to keep themselves away from sin. And we are told that despite doing that, they still found themselves falling. Why? Because it was morally applied. Now, it's coming to us, and the Bible is saying that you don't have to break that law that was being applied in the Old Testament, because now Jesus is the real applicant of fulfillment of that law. And in fulfillment, he's now coming to work on us so that it can become also, it can bring perfection that could not have been attained by the Old Testament keepers of the law. And that's why he talks about the poverty that is spiritual coming to physical. Now, in the Old Testament, if it was about poverty, the blessings that were physical, they were so much emphasized. You look back on the book of Deuteronomy, what God told them about what would happen to their lifestyle. 28, for example, Deuteronomy 28, how what happened in their lifestyle, how they are giving, how they are, you know, the utterance to the to the law. They're keeping to the commandments, to the statutes of God. How? They would bring actually physical blessings, physical prosperity, physical health. But Christ is now bringing the same thing, but now it has to start from the inner person so it can become applicable to the outside. Why? Because the initial stage of God bringing us to himself was to deal with the spiritual. And so we are told that we were created in his own image, in his own likeness, and we know the likeness of God is spiritual. Now, if you look, the body is telling us now, and just Christ said no by saying, you have heard. You have heard, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do this. But I say. Because now he is coming to change that which people thought that they had, or that which was being done by or played by the believers, or the Old Testament believers, because all the law was pointing to Christ, therefore he had to come and show the application. Therefore, that's why you could say, for example, verse 21, you have heard that it was said by them of old time of the law, okay, thou shalt not kill, and whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. Thou shalt not kill, and if you kill, you'll be judged. It was physical killing, but Christ says, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of counsel. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Now, it's all coming. In the Old Testament, it never mattered how much you would feel that you need to kill somebody. Because of how much he has annoyed you, because of how much he has messed you up, because of how much maybe whatever he could have done to you. But as long as you've not taken a knife or a sword and pierced him, you are still okay. But Christ comes to bring the application of it. It's really just about imagining now, you are angry with a brother without cause. Okay, you are calling him a fool. You see, you are in danger of hellfire. Christ was bringing us into the spiritual aspect of it. As we start this, I want us to know that God is bringing this idea that we need our dealing, our concern, our salvation. Is more spiritually applied than physically. And it is the spiritual that produces the physical. And if the spiritual is not in line with the physical, if the spiritual is not worked on, the physical will have little impact. And much of what has failed in our Christian journey is because people still feel this more physical application than spiritual. May God help us. We should continue as the Lord leads. The Lord bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, and bless you because of this sharing. I pray in the name of Jesus. May God be of value, of help, of edification, of encouragement to us. We pray that you continue, God, guiding the son of the servant in the way that God feels suitable power for you, Master. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. God bless you.